This Get Made? Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? The next movie we're choosing is one that has been requested by so many people for the longest time. Now, I've been really reticent to do it because I think it's actually a good movie. But your overwhelming vote on this film has made me want to do it. The movie I'm talking about is the one, the only, Roadhouse. Whoa, whoa, I know what you're thinking. Wait a second, Roadhouse, the 1989 classic film starring Patrick Swayze, Ben Gazzara, and Kelly Lynch? Yes, dude who knows a lot about Roadhouse, that is exactly the movie I'm talking about. And you probably think, well, that why are you doing that? That's actually a good movie. I know it's a good movie, but it's also a B movie. I mean, we're talking about people getting their throats ripped out. We're talking about monster trucks. We're talking about some soft core lovemaking. It all happens in Roadhouse. It's so good. A fight scene that looks like a ballet. It's awesome. Take a listen to the trailer to refresh your memory.
Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is
Dalton.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're going to go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
But he's easy to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
Worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
You guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead. This is my town.
I'm not afraid of him.
I guess you'll be having that fire sale now, all right? Get your hands full, kid.
I just think I'm looking at a dead man.
Patrick Swayze.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
Oh man, listening to the trailer reminds me I need to watch this again. And I just saw it. It's so good. Patrick Swayze, Kelly Lynch, Sam Elliott, and Ben Gazzara as the bad guy. You're probably thinking, oh, Ben Gazzara must have been young back then. No. It is awesome. Oh, did I even mention the blind musician, Jeff Healey? Yeah, there's a blind musician in this movie who is a buddy of Patrick Swayze's. Oh, you are in for a treat. It's actually one of our live shows that we did this at in Bumbershoot. So it'll be a little bit different because we interact with the audience quite a bit. Now, I also want to have some plugs. I know this is a moment where you might be like, I don't want to listen to plugs, but they're good. Every week, NTSF SD SUV is on Thursday nights at 12:15, right after Children's Hospital. You can catch me and June on that. Jason Manzoukas will be in an upcoming episode. For all the people who have questions, it is now time
to enter the viewer mailbag.
Look at that. Sound production values. We are stepping it up here. Why did I use a robot voice? I don't know, because we could. It was awesome. All right. As always, we have questions submitted by you on Facebook, and I'm going to try to answer them right now. Clint Worthington writes, would you ever give any thought to doing a different installment of a series that you've already ripped on? For example, Jaws 3 or another Fast and Furious movie. Yeah, Clint, we're going to do that. We're actually going to bring back Doug Benson for the sequel to Twilight because we said that we were going to do that. And Smurfs 2, get ready to see Paul F. Tompkins. He'll be back in the chair. I think, yes. We will only talk about the sequels with people that we've seen the originals with. So if we were going to talk about Jaws 3, we'd have to bring back Jake. It's just the way it goes. A lot of people wrote me and said, Paul, do you know that it's not Roy Schneider? It's Roy Scheider. Well, I'm going to say to you guys, Do you know that you're 100% wrong? His real name was Roy Schneider. It was the government tricked you. Wikipedia tricked you. What you think is right is wrong. I'm right. I'm always right. I've never made a mistake. So you don't have to point it out to me any further. I know his name is Roy Schneider, not Roy Scheider. And I don't care. Any documentation you can give me, forget it. I don't believe it because I knew him and that's how he pronounced his name. James Sheshkler, said, can you have John Lajoie do an episode? 100%. John Lajoie is going to come on the show. He is bringing with him one of his favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. That's all I'm going to tell you. I know what it is. That's a little a little tease. And also, The League is coming back October 11th. If you watch that show, Jason and I are on that. Brian Levitt writes, do you think George Clooney's Batman could defeat Nick Cage's Ghost Rider? Absolutely not. Come on. George Clooney's Batman carries around a bat credit card. Nick Cage carries fiery chains. There is no way George Clooney's Batman could stand up to the Ghost Rider. Just the intensity of the Ghost Rider would just knock down Batman. Batman, George Clooney style, he's great. We love George Clooney. But Ghost Rider's got nothing, nothing on George Clooney. I'm going to say that one more time. Nick Cage's Ghost Rider has got nothing on George Clooney. I said it here first. I don't like to get political, but I'm doing it today. Jacob Chestnut writes, Halloween is coming up fairly soon. Any plans to cover the worst horror movies ever made? You know, we don't do a lot of horror movies on the podcast. We should. That's a great idea. Halloween horror movies. I like it. I like theming out episodes. We're not really, I think that's what we're going to do. Thank you, Jacob, for that amazing idea. Do you have any recommendations of a haunted, scary, bad movie? You can put it on our Facebook page. You can put it on our Earwolf board. Start a forum, and I'll look at it. Derek Jensen says, can you get Nick Cage's hair as a guest? No, too expensive. Can't get him here. Also, we don't know how he'll show up. Sometimes he'll show up all kind of crazy. Sometimes he'll be like more of a crew cut. We don't know what to get. He's an unpredictable guy. He's like Lindsay Lohan of hair. Ernesto Aracia, I'm mispronouncing. I apologize, Ernesto. I like your first name more than your last. I want to grow a beard just like Jason's, but I'm not manly enough. What do I do? Adopt. You can adopt beards. There's a lot of beards out here. You can go talk to people. If you live in Portland, there's tons of beards for adoption. LA and the East Side has a lot of beards for adoption. You can also get some beards in Brooklyn if you're in New York. I don't know other places besides that. That's right now the beard capitals of the city, of the world. Of the world. Jesse Whitehead. Oh, this is another Roy Scheider. Guess what, Jesse? I'm right. You're wrong. Katie Donovan Band says, I want an update from episode 8. Are Chelsea and Mr. Blue dating? Well, you guys remember episode 8? That was our Sucker Punch episode. And we wanted Chelsea to be set up with Blue. As I know right now, they're not dating. Sorry. But if you can find a way to introduce Chelsea Peretti to Blue, I will help facilitate that introduction. If you know Blue, the guy who played Blue, let me know. I know Chelsea. We'll figure it out. Peter Stoyer writes, going off of comments made in the last episode, what do you think is the worst theme park ride? Well, we said that Jaws was a pretty bad theme park ride, but that's a moment on a larger thing. What is the worst theme park ride? Man, that is a good question. I'm going to go with a very bold choice and say It's a Small World. It's a terrible ride. It's no fun. It's the same song over and over again. Nothing happens. Just little babies singing their dumb songs. I don't care about the countries that they're in there. It's all stereotypes. Stereotype world. That's what it is. Down with Disney. Down with you. But if they added a waterfall drop, I would change my entire opinion. Okay. Logan Flogheart. I like that name a lot. Logan or Logan, maybe. Maybe I want to say Logan. He writes, what should I wear to my interview tomorrow? Okay, this is going to be a bold choice. Spanx, board shorts, and a Jim McMahon cutoff t-shirt. I don't care what you're interviewing for, but when you wear that, it signals that you don't give a fuck and you set your clock by your own time. So guess what? They should hire you. All right, so that is
the viewer mailbag.
I'm want to do that all the time. I want to do a whole episode where I just talk in robot voice. Okay, we also have How Did This Get Made t-shirts for sale, the Bi-Ling-inspired Crank 2 t-shirts. I believe they're selling well. People like them. I've seen people with them. We're going to be doing more live shows. If you want us to come to your town, tell us, and then we'll probably book it in 6 to 8 months because we're lazy. We'll see you next week for some good old-fashioned, throat-ripping, monster truck action with Roadhouse. See you then.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.